Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Linda. I am going to hold on for a few moments and see who else joins us. But thank you, fam, for those of you that are already on. So give me a few moments to see who else is going to join us tonight. Praise the Lord.
Hey, cuz. Hello? Hello? Yeah, I got my own. Let me try it again.
Praise the Lord. We're going to get started in a minute. We're going to wait and see if anybody's going to call back in. Who's on with us right now?
Rosa.
Hey, Rosa. I thought Jimmy was on. Did he? Did Jimmy come on?
He's trying to get back on now.
Okay.
Popping your muscles gonna make me have a lot of land. Well, don't keep popping. You're gonna see. They're gonna be built like a man. You're gonna see. They go big and heated right now. That one don't work.
Okay, we'll have a Jimmy got back up again. Who's on?
Yes,
sir.
Okay.
Y'all on together?
Okay, I'm on now. Maybe not in AP, I'm on. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, to call in on three-way. Well, I see you. I see your phone now.
Hello?
Jimmy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm on.
Okay. All right. So, of course, we always start out with you leading us in, just sharing what's on your heart to share with us, and then we'll go in to prayer. Are y'all at Aunt Lois' house today?
No, we're at my mama's house.
At
my mama's house.
Okay. All right. Great. Tell your mama, say hello.
Okay. She bet that with her aid now, so I tell her.
No, you can't
tell. No, okay. No, you can just wait. Wait, she better have the age. Just come on, let's do this. Now, she wanted to make sure you tell her hello phone. Let me see her. No, she better have the age, though. She better have the age.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. You can tell
her. She's been there. Wait for me. Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Okay. All right, well. You know, we here today, and we just, you know, we come touching the ground first, giving God thanks and giving our praise. And, you know, so much we've been going through as a family, and so much we continue to endure. And, You know, it just seems like trouble just in these storms and these rains, they continue to come our way, and just the ways of death just continue to knock on our door. And took so many of our enemies away and our family members away. And, you know, we want to ask God for strength, ask to continue to bless us as a family, and even the one and touch the hearts of the ones who don't even feel like they need prayer or need this prayer line. Ask them to touch their hearts in a mighty way, because really, we all standing in need of prayer. And so, you know, I want to ask you to just, you know, pray and ask God to go forth. Be there Friday. Be there to be able to feel his presence Friday morning at 11 o'clock. You know, just be able to protect our family and comfort our family and bring us together. And ask him to just take away the hurt and pain that continue to be in our heart. And let there be no bitterness towards one another. Just teach us how to treat one another and get along with one another.
Amen. I just want to share. I'm just going to read a scripture for okay. It's in the book of Jeremiah 37:16-17 says, Jeremiah was put into a vaulted cell in a dungeon where he remained a long time. Then King Zedekiah sent for him and had him brought to the place where he asked him privately, is there any word from the Lord? And also want to read Isaiah 59:19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. So I just wanted to take a few moments before we pray, and we're going to pray very quickly here tonight, and say, first of all, in those biblical times, the thing that they understood that when they were going through crucial times is that they needed to hear from God, which is our position, even as a family, as people, that when we're going through crucial times or times sometimes that we don't understand, we need to hear from the Lord. God speaking to us brings our heart comfort. And Jeremiah, of course, was a prophet who was God's spokesperson, but because of the words that he brought, they wanted to shut his mouth, and so he was kind of shut up, and they did not really receive from the Lord like they would have wanted to. And even like sometimes in these times that we're in right now, God will sometimes go silent. And his silence is through the mouths of those that he's chosen to speak through. And they won't have anything to say, any word of encouragement, any word from the Lord. There is no direction. But the comfort for any family, any nation, any people is when God opens the mouth of the ordained spokesperson that he has assigned. Because a lot of times what ends up happening, like it in the Bible times, people want to choose who would be the spokesperson, but God chooses that. And Jeremiah was one of those spokespersons, and because he didn't always say what they liked, they kind of shut him out. And so in this particular scripture, of course, when he spoke, when they were kind of in trouble, this king pulled him to the side and asked him privately, is there a word from the Lord? And so I want to say to you tonight, as we go to pray, as we begin to pray, that there is a word from the Lord tonight, and the Lord has given us Isaiah 59, the scripture I read, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. And so I wanted to encourage you with that, because this is the only word that God has given me during this time that we have prayed. And so we are encouraged tonight to know that God is saying to us that when the enemy comes in like a flood, and right now as a family we feel the flood of loss, the flood of disappointment, the flood of uncertainty, the flood of what seems to be just certain things happening all at once. And God wants you to be encouraged that he will lift up a standard against the enemy. So stand in faith, knowing that you have a word of hope tonight. God could have given us any word, but he's given us a word of hope and said that he's going to lift up a standard. So expect God to lift up a standard. Sometimes troubles come so hard and so strong and consistently as if it's not going to ever stop, like you're just going to keep going through, and it seems like it's never going to stop. But God has told us tonight, I'm lifting up a standard against it. I'm bringing peace for a moment. I'm going to give you some rest. So take this small season of rest right now to just trust the Lord, spend time in prayer, spend time reading the word of the Lord, but allow him to give rest to your soul for a minute. Father, we bless you and we thank you tonight for the opportunity, God, to come before you in prayer. We bless you for our family. We bless you, God, that you have been our protector, our way maker, our keeper, our healer, God. You've been our shield and our buckler. And we just come before you tonight, God, asking you to forgive us of our sins. And we choose by faith to forgive those who have trespassed against us. Father, we thank you right now that you're in the midst of this family, God. We know that it feels like calamity is coming from everywhere. Everywhere we look, God, trouble. But, Father, I thank you that you told us in your word that in all things give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. And so we want to thank you for what we don't understand. We thank you for being ever present. We thank you for being healer. We thank you for being waymaker. We thank you for being deliverer. We thank you for being our creator, our sustainer, our soon coming king. And Lord, we thank you for those who are positioned and aligned themselves to just hear from you. And Father, I thank you tonight because I know for them, for those, God, who have obeyed the call that you're saying to them, that you're going to lift up a standard against the enemy for them. I thank you, Lord, that they've obeyed the time to come into your presence and to pray and to seek your face. I thank you, Lord, that we recognize that nobody is God but you, and you do what you want, how you want, when you want, God. And you are faithful to your people, and you are showing your faithfulness right now, Father, to us, to those of us that have made a decision, God, that before we do anything, God, that even in spite of what we don't understand, we're going to get into your presence because we trust you. We trust you even with the pains of our life. We trust you with our disappointments. We trust you with our loss. God, we have lost so much, God, over these past few months, but the scripture let us know, God, Lord God, that you know all things, God, that you know our ending from our beginning. And so none of these things have taken you by surprise. We thank you, Lord, that none of this, God, crept up on you. You knew that we would be in these moments. And Father, I thank you because you test our hearts to see our response. And God, we say we're here. God, we may be here with a heavy heart, but we're here. We may be here, God, tonight with grief, but we're here. We're here with more questions than we got answers, but we're here. We're here because we trust you. We're here to say thank you. We're here, God, to know that you're going to be with us and that you're going to keep our family. And we pray for those, God, that don't know you, Lord, those that don't know you in the pardoning of their sins, God, that you would have mercy and that you would prick their hearts, God, and give them a desire to come to know you as Savior. We pray for those, oh God, that may even be shining you and not giving you the time, God, that they should give you. Father, we repent even as a family, God, for not doing what we're supposed to do. God, forgive us, God, when we put other things ahead of you. Father, we stand in proxy for our family members, God, that may not understand what they should do in this hour, that may not understand, God, what you're calling us to do. Father, we ask you to forgive us. We ask you to wash us. God, we ask the Lord God to get in the midst of us. God, we don't want to miss you in this season, God, while you are trying to get our attention, while you're calling us to prayer, calling us, God, to oneness, calling us to love each other, God, calling us to forgive each other, God, calling us, God, to stand as one unit. Father, I pray that every area of unforgiveness and pain and hurt that the enemy has tried to bring in the midst of us, God, to cause us not to be together, to cause us not to function as one, I pray tonight, God, that you would cause all of those things to be uprooted and taken out of our hearts, and that we will submit one to another, and that we will love each other, God, and that we will care, God, when the other one is hurting, Father, that we'll be there, that we'll be supportive, God. We don't have all the answers, Father, but we're asking you to guide us and direct us and show us how to be better. We want to be better people for you, God, and we can't do it without your help. We want to be better family members, and we can't do it without your help, God. Show us how to be the cousins we're supposed to be, the aunts we're supposed to be, the nephews, the nieces we're supposed to be, the mothers, the fathers, the uncles, God, the aunts, whatever we're supposed to be, God, show us how to do it. Show us how to do it in a way that it pleases you. Show us, God. Show us how to do it in a way, God, that we affirm each other, build each other, God. Show each other, God, that we're there. God, we will fail you if you don't give us the help that we need. We praise you even now, God, that you'll be in the midst of the service on Friday in such a very real way, God, that your power will fall in the house. And, God, we pray right now that you begin to deal with the preacher, that he will release a word of change and transformation. God, that as the people sit under the sound of his voice, God, that it will not be business as usual. God, we need your hand, God, in the name of Jesus. We need a word from you. God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, Jesus, that you will be in the midst of the service. We pray right now that angels are being dispatched now to go before us and prepare the way. God, we thank you, God, that strongholds are being broken now. We thank you that generational curses are being broken now. Now, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that the spirit of truth is being revealed right now. And God, that you'll be in the service from start to finish. Lord, that healing will hit our family. And we pray for our family members, God, that are still dealing with sicknesses in their body. That Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals all manner of diseases, God, that you'll reveal yourself, Lord Jesus, as the healer. That you'll show yourself, God, as the one that is able, God, to rid of diseases and infirmities, God, that come, oh God, to bring, God, curses on our body. But, Father, I thank you that you are the healing balm of Gilead, and your word declares that you shall rise with healing in your wings. And so we thank you for your healing power that fills, God, every vessel, every mind, every heart, God, that's connected to this family, everyone that's under the sound of my voice. I pray right now, and I thank you for safety. I thank you that you're keeping us safe. I thank you, God, that your power is resting on us, and we give your name the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks, sir.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God is good.
You're welcome, Carl. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Thank you, God.
Amen. And just be encouraged, Jimmy. Let the Lord continue to use you and bless you and strengthen you as a vessel that he used to help build our family. And we thank the Lord for you and that you remain obedient to what God is saying.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for your patience and your kindness. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
God. Amen. Love you all. Love all of you. God bless. Have
okay.
a good night.
No, you too. Thank you.
Amen.
Hello.